Hamburg feels a very big step for us because it's the first time we're going to a non-English speaking theatre. That's going to be an interesting extension of this idea that we're pushing certain boundaries. And we're very excited about it, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. The Grossmarkt, which is the area that the Mayor Theatre is in where we're performing, is a wonderful old kind of building with great history. It'll feel very, very different to the Palace, the Lyric and the Curran. It's a different kind of age of architecture, but equally as exciting in terms of how Cursed Child will sit there.
I can't wait to see it in another language. It is a beautiful language. It uses words in a completely different way, and I'm going to be very interested to work with a translator on how that works.
Just to be totally real about it, we knew people would be waiting for us to fail. It was scary being at the heart of that. So I took a deep breath and thought, really, you want to walk back into this? And I've said no to so much. So it had to be a very special and unusual idea to make me think, actually, that could be good. But if there's one thing I've learned in life, it is all about the people you work with. Sonia Friedman and Colin Callender came to me with a proposal that I really liked. And that's really where it began. But I didn't commit and decide that I knew who I would be working with, and it's these guys that really made it happen. It's been the most amazing collaboration. I've loved it.
Like you with writing, like you with novels and screenplays, you know, anything is possible. And I believe that of theatre, anything is possible when you harness the audience imagination
yeah.
in the right way.
For sure.